Calling Grass Nation. We are conducting an audience survey at gum.fm/touchgrass. And we want to hear from you so that we can keep making content you love.
You know this. We know this. There are ads on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to improve that experience. But in order to do so, we need to know a little bit more about you, our audience. This survey is quick, easy, and a free way to support this podcast. It'll take 2 minutes and you'll be helping us out so much by doing it.
Yes, so go to gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our audience survey. That's gum.fm/touchgrass to fill out our survey. Thank you for using your precious time online to help us with our podcast.
We love you.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You got mail.
Hi, I'm Elise Morales.
And I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is
Go Touch Grass,
the podcast where we log in
so you can log off.
Millie and I are two chronically online comedians, and on this podcast, we break down the week in internet discourse, viral memes, TikTok trends, and niche influencer drama so you can go do literally anything else.
And if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, we got a Go Touch Grass Patreon already up and running with all of our test episodes, mini trending topics, a weekly newsletter, and our spin-off series, Search History, where we go back and break down a viral discourse from the past.
And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review. We love reviews. We need more of them. Please tell your friends about us. Post a little story and tag us. You know we're online. And also, I am going to take a moment for a personal plug up top. If you are a fan in New York City and you are hearing this episode, there are almost too many tickets still left for the roast of your teenage self this Friday, July 26th at 8 p.m. at Littlefield. I would love to see you there.
Yes. But today, we honestly have the perfect guest for the moment. In this exact moment in time, she's a writer, comedian, podcaster, whose new podcast, Rebel Spirit, drops September 3rd. It's Akilah Hughes!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. I'm over the moon to be here.
we were all just hanging out at Millie's birthday, yes. and then it all came to be in the perfect way.
Yeah, it really was. It was beautiful.
Akilah, we mentioned your new show. Yeah. Do you want to give us a little breakdown? Tell us what it's about. What inspired you to make the show now in this moment?
Yes, totally. Okay, so Rebel Spirit is honestly the best thing I've ever made.
Okay. Oh.
It is a podcast about my high school mascot. So I'm from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. My high school mascot was the Rebels, based on Confederate generals. Yeah. We had a Confederate general mascot named Mr. Rebel. And I know it's ridiculous. Like, you say it out loud and you're like, okay. A state that wasn't in the Confederacy, interesting choice.
Yeah.
And so now I'm trying to get them to change it to the Biscuits. And so it is a podcast that is wide reaching. We do interviews with mascot designers, like the guy who designed Gritty. We do interviews with current students. We do interviews with NFL players who've made this exact change at their former high school, from the Rebels to the Ravens. And this has happened a lot. So.
And they survived.
It turns out everybody was actually really psyched about it. It was good. So honestly,
and the kids still learn at school and everything. Like, everyone's still
right,
okay.
Yeah,
they're not going to learn, you know, if the right wins, they're not going to learn about why the Rebels
exactly.
is bad.
Exactly. We're all going to be the Rebels.
You know? Yeah, we're all going to be the Rebels.
So it all really comes down to this podcast and you all listening to it. Comes out September 3rd. It's with iHeart, but you can hear it anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. I'm excited to listen.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Even on Stitcher. Guys, Akilah, you, like me and Elise, once had a podcast where you'd have to recap the news every single morning.
Yeah.
Me and Elise used to have that job too. Isn't it nice not to do that anymore?
Can I tell you
the
best decision of my life? The news turns out never got any better or slower. It's just more and more of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think
and
that
you have to
my...
do it daily. So what was that recording schedule? And we're talking about What a Day with Crooked Media.
Yeah. So
and you did that for how long?
400 episodes.
400 episodes. So a year and a half.
Yeah,
a year and a half.
Yeah. So the schedule was kind of forgiving because we were on the West Coast. So we were kind of doing yesterday's news with a perspective.
Yeah.
So, like, because the news would take all day, we would usually start around 1 p.m. if anything broke by, like, you know, 5 p.m. our time, 8 p.m. their time, East Coast time. We would get that together, record around 6:30 or 7. And then, I mean, the latest I think we recorded was like 4 a.m. East Coast during like the election of 2020 because it was like Georgia just changed. Everybody wake up.
Oh my God, that was such a crazy.
Yeah.
I keep wondering. I mean, I guess this one, like, there won't be as many mail-in ballots.
Right, right.
But it is, I feel like we're in a world of it takes a couple of days to count.
Definitely. Definitely.
General, which is crazy.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, other countries, they're like, it took 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're like, it's digital, so. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, everyone got the day off, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. Super easy.
Well.
But.
Darn. We, but we live here.
Yeah. Crumbling empire.
You are the perfect guest for today because we are, you know, we call our main segment of the podcast The Discourse, but we have a separate segment called PolitiTikTok where we talk about the intersection of social media and politics. The Discourse and PolitiTikTok, they are one today.
They are one today.
As we are speaking, literally the day before we recorded this
on my birthday,
to Millie,
as a gift to moi.
Yeah, truly.
Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race.
Yes,
he finally saw Millie's text.
And he's like, "Oh shit, that's today."
I did tweet like angrily at him.
Yeah. I will say that as someone who has spent like a contemplative weekend in Rehoboth, Delaware. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful place.
Yeah.
And decisions are being made there. And I
really strong middle distance you can stare into.
Yeah. And just be like, think about your whole life in Rehoboth. Joe Biden is not the first person to go to Rehoboth and then be like, you know what, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
I'm actually over it.
Yeah,
I want my
dogs to be able to kill again.
Exactly. Yeah. Our friend Katie Ruth Ashcroft posted a video of her being like, I mean, every time I go to the beach, I think about quitting my job. So,
yeah, fair. Like, 100%.
I get it. But as of today, so Joe Biden dropped out. He pretty quickly endorsed Kamala Harris to be the nominee instead. As of this recording, Harris has also been endorsed by Bill and Hillary Clinton, certainly through tears.
Reluctantly.
AOC endorsed her. Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Pete Buttigieg, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, all the white guys who want to be her vice president scrambled out to say, I think she's going to be great.
Spilling out of the governor's mansion.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also the list of the white guys that are putting their hand in that box for Dune and seeing if they flinch.
Yeah.
And guess what? Gavin Newsom came back sociopath.
Yeah.
They say that the moves are measured in centuries. And these are Dune references. And guess you guys don't.
Yeah, no, the thing is, Dune, I watch all of the Dunes and then I retain not one thing other than the voice and the worm.
Yeah. I do know.
Well, I gotta go.
It's crazy. Don't retain Dune. Obsessed with Harry Potter. This podcast is full of contradictions.
The thing is, as I said, I believe on our Vinny episode, or maybe we said this privately, my fantasy connections are fake past wand, not fake future laser.
Yeah, that's
I don't. For some reason, it doesn't do it for me.
Okay,
fake future laser.
That was in reference to Harry Potter, but okay.
Yes.
So okay, some other top Democrats have not specifically endorsed Kamala yet. Obama is kind of the most notable.
Weirdly
one.
Quiet.
They're doing this thing where they're like, we need to allow for there to be a process.
You don't have time for that. The process already passed. We gave up.
I was watching the news all yesterday, and I was like, I think for me, I'm like, they're just saying that there's going to be a process, but everyone's getting behind Kamala.
Right, the money's there. The check's clear.
Yeah, I think Obama's making the sickest playlist about this moment in history.
Yeah.
And he's reading all these books.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's going to come up with the sickest playlist and book like he does at the end of every year. Yeah.
Do we think Obama has listened to Brat? Is Obama having a
Brat? Oh, yeah, because the kids Obama's definitely are Brat.
Because Kamala immediately, when she took over the Biden HQ Twitter handle, when it became Harris HQ, and then she immediately put Brat branding on everything. Yeah. So
there
Kamala
we go.
Is having
but
a Brat summer.
That's
for
because
sure.
Charlie XCX, half Indian, I did not know this.
Yes, half Indian.
Said that Kamala is Brat.
Yes,
so
she did tweet Kamala is Brat.
Yeah. So there's, first of all, what you have to know is there's a homosexual in the Kamala camp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. First time for the Demons.
He has the passwords.
And he has the passwords. The person running Kamala's social is gay. Yeah. Gay man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because if it had been a gay woman, it would have been Chaperone.
Chaperone.
Yeah. But gay man.
It's brat.
It's brat. It's brat. And yeah, so brat summer.
It's really happening for her.
Okay, so this leads us very nicely into where I want our discourse to kind of go. Because like I said, you know, we're an internet podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You want the political analysis. There are many, many pods where you... There are frankly too many. You can say it. Frankly too many. Yeah. Where you can
We'll do it if we get paid, but yeah, we're not getting paid for that.
50 more bucks.
But...
Stand up.
Exactly.
Respect yourself. I need at least 75.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Uber's
paying
are crazy.
Paying your rent with a political podcast, it can't be done.
Yeah.
Cannot.
This is what I've been told.
This is why we left. Take that out.
I'll just do a long bleep.
Yeah, this is why. Also, we have too much ADHD to analyze politics.
We had to get out. But what we don't have too much ADHD to do
is analyze memes. Mm-hmm.
And so what I wanted us to do today, in honor of the almost assured candidacy of Kamala Harris, is a breakdown of her many memes. Yeah. Because she's a meme queen.
Yeah,
she's a meme generator.
And, you know, honestly, that is kind of like... Trump is bad, right? Trump is bad.
I'll say it.
I'll say it. Shoot me in the ear.
I know you guys like him, but...
Shoot, I know. We might have some Trump stans here. Shoot me in the ear. I'll say it. And I'm bringing it. I'm making it a thing.
Millie's making shoot me in the ear happen.
I think it's hilarious. Making it happen.
Trump, evil, terrible, very memeable, and he knows how to post, and he's good on the internet. Mm-hmm. I'll say it, too.
Yeah.
Sadly... It's true.
He does know how to post.
He knows how to post.
He's pretty funny on there.
He's pretty fucking funny. He has great, like...
Just asking good... question mark yesterday. Did we see this? He's like, well, I can't get my money back because I spent all this money on Biden.
Oh, yeah. He posted a long Truth Social thing yesterday where he's like, I think I should be able to get my money back on all my ads with Joe Biden.
Is that legal? Just ask it. And everybody's like, just ask it?
You know, if he doesn't have lawyers, like...
Putting the microphone out? What are you talking about?
Well, his main lawyer got disbarred.
That's true. Is that Rudy Giuliani? Time he has a lawyer.
He actually has questions that he answers, and no one to answer them anymore.
But, yeah, Trump is good. My favorite
Trump... Trump is good. I'm going to clip.
No.
Oh, God. Take it out.
I'm destroying the studio.
You break the microphones, they can't put this podcast out.
Well, apparently Trump is paying black women to say that he's good. Yeah. Sexy Red, Amber Rose, so whatever. But anyway, Trump is memeable, and so is Kamala.
Yeah.
So that's why we're covering
this. I think that it's good that Kamala has the meme machine behind her, but... Let's go through. So I think probably the most prominent meme...
We got to talk about coconut tree.
We have to start with the coconut tree. So, and I do just want to say, like, to speak to the meme ability of this, it was so hard to find a clip that wasn't like someone lip syncing or had like a beat laid like a remix. Like the one we're about to play, it has the original clip, but then we will pause it because it will go into a remix. It is hard to find.
It goes too hard.
It's hard to find a clean version because it has already been memed so many times.
And I'm putting in like Kamala Coconut original. Like, I'm doing the work.
Yeah,
and
you are.
So without further ado, let's watch.
Everything is in context. My mother would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Okay. As you can see, remix beginning immediately. That was the most clean version.
The cleanest. And whatever's coming is going to go so hard.
It is going to go hard because those last words are going hard.
You exist in the context
of everything that came before you.
So just to
put your hand in a box and see how you react.
So just to put this clip in the context of all that came before, the speech was made on May 10th, 2023 at a swearing-in ceremony for commissioners for an initiative focused on expanding educational opportunities for Hispanic Americans. So that's where we got Coconut Tree. What? Let's just talk about the clip in general. Yeah. What gave it that viral sauce?
What I think it has to be is the pivot.
Yeah.
It's like she almost code switched where it's like, I'm wild and crazy telling you about what my mom used to say. And then it's just like a very serious, you exist in the context. You're like, whoa, what? Like, and I don't even know what it means, but it's the fact that she was locked in. And when she said it, and I was like, oh, this seems like something I should understand.
No, I think I get it because I do feel like this. Like,
you fell on a coconut tree.
Well, no, I mean, I feel like that every day. And then I take my 20 milligrams of Lexapro and then.
And you exist you in back the context. I just don't like it when it came before.
But I definitely to get
please Lexapro market yourself yeah. that way.
Do you want to exist in the yeah. context of all the cable?
Lexapro's like, this bitch is on the generic one. We're not sponsoring.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly.
No, but a lot of times with Gen Z and some younger activists, they act like they're the first ones to ever advocate for something or to ever believe or that they're doing something radical, not knowing that these are movements that people have worked on for 40, 50, 100 years, 20 years, whatever. And like, you know, and her mom's like, these people act like they act brand new, as they say, act like they don't know, like, you know what I mean? They act like they just came out of the coconut tree. The reason you can do what you're doing is because of all the people that came before you, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, part two on that episode.
Part two on the episode that's coming out in 2 weeks.
This is coming out before the Caitlin Clark episode that we recorded.
She'll be unburdened
by what
came
before.
Yeah, exactly. So when you listen to the Caitlin Clark episode, listen to it in the context of all that came before.
Yeah. So I feel like that's like kind of the real thing, but the memeability is back to like the coconut tree. Saying coconut tree is
she
like...
She says coconut with a funny inflection. Yeah. I think that's part one.
And that laugh.
And her laugh.
And
is
her
so
laugh,
good.
And then pivot to like.
It's always funny. Every you time exist. She laughs, I laugh.
Yeah. It's everything. It's like the way she says coconut, it's the laugh. And then, as you correctly pointed out, it's the pivot to then like kind of a deeply like philosophical statement. Like,
yeah.
I exist in the context of what
all
did you
that
just
came
say to
before?
Me?
And it's just like, okay.
I gotta think about that.
As we all know, coconut tree has quickly become symbolic to the Kamala campaign. As soon as it started to be whispered that Joe Biden was going to move out, it's like people are posting the coconut
and emojis. Yeah, like how lucky is she that there are emojis that correspond?
Yeah, thank you.
So many Apple, people being iOS. Like, let's go coconuts. It's coconut time.
Yeah.
It's like so
we're drinking
many.
Out of coconuts at the election party in my house.
Absolutely. So that's a question. For each of these memes, I'm going to ask this question, which is, do you think that once the official campaign merch drops, are we going to get some coconut?
So much.
Are we going to get coconut stuff?
I feel like...
More bootleg?
I feel like it should be bootleg because this is kind of making a little bit of fun of her. So I don't know if, like, the official campaign will, like, lean in. And I don't know, like, because part of me is, like, people say that it will be dead or, like, corny if she embraces it.
That's what I've heard. But so, I don't know if a campaign
is not,
does that
never
calculate.
Corny.
I feel like we're a campaign, they're like, everyone's saying this coconut thing. Like, yeah,
we got to do our coconut thing.
And guess what? Those people that say those stupid things paid way more than we'll ever fucking see in our lives. These white guys that work at McKinsey.
Can they just please hire me to be like, maybe just do something else.
Yeah.
Let her laugh some more.
Would I buy a coconut hat? Maybe.
Oh, my God, cute.
A coconut hat.
With just the emoji?
I know, with just the two emojis, and then it's Kamala 24
on
the back.
Oh, my God.
Fire. That's kind of a good hat.
I'm wearing it every day.
I'm like, I kind of want to wear the hat.
I'm sorry. The MAGA shit is ugly.
It's really
red with white font.
It's tacky.
White people can't wear red hats anymore, ever. I'm sorry, Santa Claus. Red hats canceled. Get a new thing.
Yeah.
That would be so funny to call Santa MAGA. Because
exactly. Like, I'm like, and here comes this MAGA guy. He's like, I'm literally Santa Claus.
But, like, a cool, Santa. Yeah, to go from, like, MAGA to, like, you know, a cool aesthetically, like coconut tropical. Mm-hmm. And she's also Jamaican too. Yeah. So it's like, it's giving. I like where this is going.
I do remember in the 2020 primary, I think I was like posting about it on an Instagram story, was like, who had the best merch? And I remember Kamala had the best, coolest merch in the primary. Mm-hmm. Like color scheme, graphic design was very good. So I'm expecting the merch to hit.
Well, the seven gay men that are in that camp have never worked harder. It's like Project Runway. Like, this is not, they're doing this.
Bring her out in the tea.
They're doing all that. Everyone's getting their hair blown out.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a silk press. We're getting the suits. The AKAs are working hard.
They're practicing their strolls.
Yeah, they're practicing the strolls.
Yeah, so I think we might see some light coconut merch.
Okay.
I'm putting some money down on coconut merch, and I mean that literally. I will purchase that. especially the exact hat that we just designed in here. Yeah, exactly.
They don't do it, we'll just make it ourselves.
So the next Kamala meme is this phrase that she uses, what can be unburdened by what has been.
Mm-hmm.
People have noticed that she says is a lot, and so what we're going to watch now is a supercut of her saying this. This phrase.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
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 What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
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 Who we can be unburdened by who we have been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
Where we can be unburdened by where we have been and unburdened by where we are right now.
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
What could be unburdened?
We can stop.
Yeah,
we can
stop. We need to watch the 4 minutes.
How many do we want
to
see? I mean, it's a full... Yeah, I guess it is fully 4 minutes long.
And we did a minute of it.
I did love seeing just all the different, like, she's on Zooms, she's on a podcast,
she's in a
graduation, in mask, out of mask. Like, she's this is her line. It's not a bad line.
Yeah. I think there are worse phrases.
Oh, yeah.
There are way worse phrases.
Yeah, make America great again is like,
yeah.
Was it great yesterday? Is it great tomorrow? Unburdened, right?
Unburdened
by what has been.
I'll say this, right? It also has choreography.
Yeah.
Because she starts with the left.
Yeah.
What can be unburdened by what has been.
And then she does the other hand.
And then does the other hand. Yeah. And it's just, it reminds me of WandaVision.
Yeah.
Where
where she's doing the circle.
Well, no, what's her fucking face? Elizabeth Olsen got a choreographer just to make up the witchy shit, like with her hands.
You gotta.
So that
you
her hands do whatever. And I'm like, Kamala hired a choreographer.
Yeah.
A choreographer is
a movement coach.
A movement coach. A movement coach is teaching her what can be unburdened by what has been.
I feel like that's the thing, is I feel like this bodes well because number one, I think it's a good line because it's in her world of like, again, like weirdly, deeply philosophical statement.
Yeah.
And then she has the choreography because I feel like Biden. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Obama's thing was always like,
someone needs to drop out of the room.
I'm not mentally. I'm not mentally able to continue the podcast.
Wow. I imagine the media bullying you out of your seat. They're like, Elise literally said Biden.
She has to step down.
She has to be out of that chair.
She has to leave Google.
Who will fill the seat? I guess it's me. I'm not going to do that.
Black woman must always replace
exactly, whoever's waiting.
Yeah.
Obama had his thing where you go, let me be clear. Yeah. And he would do the thumb and the look and say, let me be clear. So I feel like you always have to have kind of
your
like a move. And that's the problem with Trump. Make America great again. He don't got choreography.
Yeah.
He's just saying that willy nilly.
Yeah.
Like, well, he has to stand yelling. Perfectly still or else his shoes fly off.
Right. The moment he moves a little bit, they're just gone. And he's like, where's my shoes? Where are they?
I'm unfamiliar with this.
What do you got?
Millie. When he got clipped in the ear. and he said his shoes fell off, and he said, "Yeah, I gotta get my shoes."
Yeah, that was the audio when he was on the ground.
Wait, so you guys watch video of this shit?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I watched the video.
I was hoping there'd be like a 3D animation so I could figure out where the bullets went.
The video with the enhanced audio of the Secret Service where you can hear him. And he's like, "Let me do it in my shoes." And that's how, yeah, his shoes flew off. Anyway, as we've said many times on the podcast, we do not endorse murder.
We don't endorse murder. We have to officially say it.
Also, can I just say about murder?
Okay. Say it, Akilah.
I would say the biggest loser of Kamala becoming the nominee is that guy who tried to assassinate Trump. Because it's like, you, first of all, failed your mission, I guess. You also get murdered, and now no one cares. Like, I already forgot his name. Yeah, they're like, well, he's not even injured. So.
Well, I'm not moving on. I'm saying, put me in the ear when I say something controversial. I'll remember Thomas Crooks forever, and that the last thing he searched before he left his house was just the word porn. And see, you guys watched the video. I'm like, what was he searching?
He also Googled both Trump and Biden, which is like, it's just interesting to me. I'm like, what was he hoping to surface? I'm just like, Google. He's
something that comes up in the AI on Google now will convince me not to do this.
Anyway, but don't kill anyone. No one should be killed.
Terrible.
There we go.
This kind of segues us into like maybe the most negative Kamala meme, which is the Kamala is a cop meme. That's not a video. It's just an image that we can look at. I have it on the iPad.
Yeah.
Scroll down. Yes. This meme of Kamala in a police officer's outfit, and she's laughing, and she's also laughing arresting a little black girl. Yeah. I've seen this a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
This is basically based on the critique that she started to get from the left in the primary. Yeah.
Because she was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
And Russia. You got to say, and the teenagers in Macedonia and the left.
Exactly. Yeah, this was a coordinated effort by lots of people to copify Kamala.
So,
she copified herself a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's based on her record.
For being burdened by what has been before.
A little burdened by what has been.
You got to be a little burdened.
Oh, wait, I forgot to ask before we even do this. Do we think Unburdened by What Has Been makes any merch?
I think an Unburdened hat also goes hard as
well. A hat that says Unburdened I would also wear.
I'm wearing it.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Great. I'm glad we addressed that.
Unburdened with a little coconut on the side.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Goes hard.
And you gotta know. If you don't know, you don't know.
It does all come together, right? Because like when I'm sipping a coconut under a tree, like I am unburdened.
I'm completely unburdened.
I'm so unburdened.
But opening a coconut, big burden.
Yeah. Well, we're not opening our own coconuts.
Yeah, no.
Not
when Kamala's present.
Yeah, they open themselves.
Coconuts are open. They come open.
Okay, but back to the mean meme.
Okay.
This is based on her record as a prosecutor, DA, eventual California state attorney general. This was a big discussion during the 2020 primary, which, you know, issues of policing are front and center during that primary in general. People start looking at her record of putting people away for marijuana offenses, prosecuting truancy. I think that's why she's arresting a child meme, because she was like, she went hard on like truancy.
Which I'm like, you gotta go to school.
Yeah.
You do have to go to school.
You gotta go to school. Sorry. Guys, hot takes from Go Touch Grass. Can't murder anyone. Go to school.
Go to school.
Go to school.
Trying to get you there.
Go to school. There's and buses. Like a real one. Not yeah. like unschool fake.
Yeah,
not
true. No.
Not some weird other thing.
Yeah.
Go to a regular school.
Yeah, don't do your own research. Read a book.
Yeah, not do your own research academy. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that with Grasshole. We'll put it in that discourse.
And she also did once call herself California's top cop, and she used to say that about herself a lot. So, you know, that's a...
She's pretty happy.
That's an unforced error.
And
on
I'm just, okay. And to be burdened by what has been, I don't think you would be a successful black politician and say that you hate cops.
Right. No.
You can't do it. Like every left, I feel like leftism is a privilege that white people can have in the Democratic Party, not in real life. Listen, I've not only attended, I've hosted socialist speed dating events. Mm-hmm. I am not the one.
Millie's out here.
And
Millie rocks.
Millie
on
and all.
She's trying to breed socialists.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Me and all my exes that don't wear deodorant and ride bikes is everywhere. we're out here, okay? Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. But what I'm saying is if you for the longest time, even Clinton, even Biden, mm-hmm. you had to have this tough on crime because that was the Republican thing. Yeah. Republicans are always like, you got to be tough on crime. You got to be tough on crime. So for you to have a serious political career, you had to say that you were a fucking cop and you believe in cops and all that shit.
Yeah.
And like going tough on crime and all that stuff, which now we can look back and be like, it was extremely problematic. And not to say that there weren't black people or politicians that were even then saying that you can't say this or right. whatever, or like this is problematic. But I'm just saying, like, for the context,
yeah.
mm-hmm. it wasn't like, yeah. oh, and I don't know. I feel like she's walked back a lot of those things.
But
too.
Also unburdened by what has been. This is a bunch of Republicans now, because I think Democrats are like, we got what we asked for, Biden's out, so like,
yeah.
let's just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I think that you have Republicans now being like, okay, well, she's a cop. And it's like, but you love cops.
I yeah.
So what is the
cops.
Truth?
I mean, the truth.
Also, the president is always a cop. They're yeah. the top cop.
Yeah.
They literally are of the country. Their job is to be like, well, here's the law. I'm on top of the laws. And if you break them,
that's and I'm going
to
make new ones.
I'm going to make all kinds of new ones. I'm just putting them out.
But Trump like, is a 34-time convicted felon.
Also unburdened
and
by this.
Unburdened. And also, whether or not Republicans like cops is so, just like, I guess, Democrats. But I'm like, they love cops, they love Blue Lives Matter until they're trying to take over the Capitol. And then yeah. suddenly they hate cops and cops
right.
must die.
They're wishy-washy on
they're
the
wishy-washy
cop.
On cops. They're yeah. wishy-washy on cops, guys.
Nobody likes the cop who's arresting them.
Yeah.
Right. Is the thing.
Yeah. yeah.
I like everybody else, but I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate the way that you walk.
I hate you, child. Yeah, I know, my God.
So obviously this is not going to make it on any of the merch, but like
I'm wearing it.
Yeah, you're wearing the cop.
I'm like, it's the only thin blue line I give a shit about.
Coca cop.
Yeah. There's the blue
Coca cop. Yeah, that sounds like a Colombian drug lord.
Yeah.
I've been paid off.
But do we think this meme holds the same power now that it did during the primary?
I feel like the people we have to convince are the middle. People who are, like, turned off by the cop of Kamala weren't going to maybe vote. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, the middle, and the middle doesn't care. The middle likes cops, so.
Yeah, I don't think that the people who are upset about her record as a cop are the same people that we need in, like, the six states that we
yeah.
need.
Right.
Because it is, like, a critique from the left.
Yeah.
I feel like. And
yeah. Yeah, and they're like, okay. And also, I think, like, with, again, Biden dropping out, you have prosecutor versus a felon.
Yeah. yeah.
And so it's like, I think they're going to not want to bring it up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Let's
if
not
they're
talk.
Smart, but
right.
I feel
mean,
like
he's
going
to drop out of a debate anyway. He doesn't want to have to go up against her.
I wish he did, though, because it would be very good. Because she's
know.
A great debater.
I mean, it would be beautiful.
Yeah. But I've been wondering about that. Like, does he... I mean, I feel like he definitely does drop out 100%. Of the debate and say, like, I already won a debate or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, and he already is pushing for it to not be on ABC. He wants it to be on Fox. Like, he just announced that yesterday on Truth Social.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, if you're going to start moving the goalposts, this is just him
yeah.
preambling
yes.
to be like, it wasn't going to be fair.
Yeah.
Nothing's fair. I want my money back.
Yeah. But,
for all this anti-Biden merch we already printed that now has to go to Nigeria.
yeah. Not Nigeria.
Yeah, that's the...
Jesus Christ.
It does suck because I feel like, because of the effect of the last debate and how it, like, literally led to all of this, way more people would watch this second.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to tune into this second one to see her debate him if it takes place. She should
like,
just be like, yeah, put it on Fox.
Yeah.
I think she could rock him
destroy.
On any...
Yeah.
She's going to destroy
Because he
him.
Also is now, like, truly in the Biden position. He's so old.
Yeah.
Like, can we all talk about 78 as
yeah.
being older than anybody in my family who's ever lived?
Wow. Like, well, that's a different... thing about black people not having the same life expectancy,
sure,
but
sure. Yeah. But I'm like, that's old to me.
Yeah.
Grandma was like young compared
yeah.
to that.
Well, we do not have the time to talk about that. But yes, by Trump is old.
He is.
Kamala's not.
Mm-hmm.
Point Kamala.
Unburdened by
but,
her age.
Unburdened. And guess what? Kamala's weaves better than Trump's.
Yeah. So much.
So, we got another meme?
Yeah,
about,
we got another meme. We got one of my favorite memes.
Okay.
This is Wheels on the Bus.
Ooh.
This is a personal favorite of mine. It is a video of Kamala singing Wheels on the Bus, kinda wrong.
trying to run. Yeah, that's what melody is that? That melody is wild.
I love this one. I referenced Kamala singing Wheels on the Bus kind of wrong all the time.
I can't even sing it the way she sang it because I know how it goes.
The original one is the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Yeah, it's got to
And she sings it, the wheels on the bus go.
It's impossible to sing it wrong. It's actually incredible that she sang it wrong.
I couldn't even imitate it as she was doing it. It was really so wrong.
I've watched it enough times that I'm locking in. She says, "Wheels on the bus go round and round."
Nationwide. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's nationwide. She does nationwide.
She's like, "That's how it goes, right?" And it's like, "Absolutely not."
And then we get the laugh again. Yes. What's she laughing at? She's just getting on a bus.
She's like, "I just love a bus."
I think that's a perfect kind of encapsulation of the zanned out aunt version of Kamala that people love to just be like,
what's she just enjoying life, giggling. Listen on life.
And you know what? We all need a little bit of that, especially recently.
I know.
We all need to be laughing, drinking coconuts, getting our hair done.
Trump's already trying to float laughing Kamala. We're all like, it's not very good.
That one's
Trump,
weak.
Come on, what happened?
Yeah.
It's because
Meatball Ron.
Kamala, because he can't bring up the Kamala.
He can't bring up Kamala.
Right,
but I'm like, he said Meatball Ron. That was good.
You know what I think?
Meatball Ron was good.
But Donald Ron DeSanctimonious was ass.
It was bad.
Ron DeSanctimonious was
ass. Little Marco. Crooked Hillary did more damage, but Little Marco, I think, was very cruel and painful for him.
Yeah.
I think personally, what's going on is that Trump's nickname brain, the first 10 that he's coming up with for Kamala are racist.
Yeah, he can't say. And he's like, I really need these
so
donors.
So now, so it's like short-circuiting his ability to create a nickname. Yeah. So
it's all redacted.
Racist or sexist.
He can't
go with slut Kamala. Doesn't work.
Yeah. Exactly. So now he's saying laughing Kamala, which is just not like, it doesn't make sense, but it's because his instinct,
he's like, that's a thing about her.
Yeah.
Is that she laughs. Women
can experience joy. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He's crossing out ideas 1 through 20 to get to laughing Kamala because
he's like, well, I have to post, so we're just going to do laughing Kamala for now.
You know they had to workshop that with him. They were like, okay, what are you going to say?
Right.
And they're like, okay, sir, no. Yeah, so we're going to say
definitely
no. First page
that.
Is all no.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of things for India.
He can't insult India because he's got a lot
JD
of
Vance
India.
Now.
Well, yeah, and JD Vance's wife is Indian. He's got a lot of support, Indian Americans, and he's really good friends with Modi. Mm. So it's getting tricky for him.
Yeah, he's like,
Trumpy.
Damn.
He's really backed into a corner.
Maybe he can go Jamaican, but
the Jamaican, he doesn't want to piss off the Jamaicans.
I don't know.
You know?
Gotta piss off someone.
Yeah, somebody's coming.
I mean, I don't want to piss off Jamaicans. I love Jamaicans.
Yeah,
but
honestly, don't you want to be able to go? I would love to still be able to go.
I would love to see Trump's shitty toupee with the braids.
Yeah, just the little beads.
The little braids, the beads.
Oh my God. So I don't think we're going to get Wheels on the Bus merch, but I do think we could get laughing Kamala merch.
Oh my God.
I think like a profile of her laughing.
Yeah.
I think they're going to lean into the laugh. Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah.
She can't avoid it. She laughs all the time.
Who cares? Yeah, like let's all laugh. Let's all joke.
Yeah,
it's all vibes.
I know. Okay. Next meme. We're on to our last two memes. Mm-hmm. This one is from the Drew Barrymore show.
Oh, this one's hard. this one's hard to watch.
This is a clip from the Drew Barrymore show. We'll just watch it and then talk about it.
Drew's interview style is always weird.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
She says no. Okay.
You can see Kamala being like,
Yeah, I don't think so.
She literally has.
I'm not gonna be your mommy, Drew.
Well, I think that maybe the stepkids call her mama.
Mama.
I think that's a thing that.
Yeah, that was like an early thing.
Oh, what's Ella Emhoff?
Yeah, I think they call her Mamala. Yeah.
So maybe that's where
it's also in her bio on Instagram. It says like VP Mamala.
But yeah. still, like the.
I feel like it's like. A mammy, especially with Drew Barrymore being so wealthy, I'm like she's not gonna be your mother, Drew.
I feel like
not if she said mother, then that's a whole different context. Mamala
of the country,
Mamala of the country.
I feel like you can see Kamala being like, this is cringy, and I can see it also, in the moment.
She's like, it's like maybe give us a choice, maybe give me a choice about being Mamala.
I love that all that she just says is.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, keeps looking at the audience like,
Okay, I should be nice to Drew Barrymore in this moment. Like, I can call myself Mama, like, you can't call me Mama.
And then, like, Drew, like, grabs her hand and looks her deeper in the eyes. It's like, I'm not going to meet you in your gaze right now.
Yeah, but, like, that's exactly what you want from a president. Like, you just want someone that's going to hear the cringiest thing ever and be like,
Yeah, you said that.
Not like, I don't know what Trump would do in a situation like that.
Start fist pumping like a moron.
I do not know how Trump would respond to an interview with Drew Barrymore. I don't know.
He'll be doing that weird brick dance where he's like trying to like get out of a straitjacket.
And she's like, you know, cross leg, no shoes, being like, what's your trauma? And Trump's like, I just don't think he starts crying about his mom.
Yeah.
He's like, you're right, Drew. I do need a mama.
Yeah, what if Drew Barrymore broke him?
She could, because have you seen a picture of his parents?
Yeah, they look like rough claymation villains.
Yeah, claymation villains. There's a lot of lumps.
Tim Burton's worst nightmare.
Yeah, truly.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I don't think there was a lot of love in that home.
No, there was famously Mary Trump.
Yeah, my money's on no love. No love. Final answer.
Yeah, Mary Trump wrote all those books about the Trump family, like alcoholism, deep dark shit, whatever.
Yeah, he's got daddy issues for sure. Yeah. And I think Drew Barrymore could excavate them, which is why he'll never go on the show.
Yeah.
And now we come to the final and kind of the first big Kamala meme.
Oh yeah. I know where we're heading.
Full circle. We did it, Joe. Let's watch the original We Did It, Joe. Let's remember it.
Honestly, they should post this because he just dropped out.
We really did do it.
Never done more than this.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
That laugh.
And there we go. Laugh again.
Cute as hell.
So I wonder if we get like a We Did It, Joe remix version. I mean, I feel like if she wins, which... God,
I really can't even get into that.
But
they don't even have the prescription drugs.
In Canada, or
exactly. I'm gonna have to marry some French guy. I don't know who he is.
Well,
I know. I can't exist in the context of that.
I refuse. I will not be burdened by what hasn't been.
Exactly. We can't be burdened by what hasn't been.
I know. I said if you're in the EU and you are even remotely interested, hit me up and we'll figure something out.
Yeah,
love to move to Berlin.
I hope you like fucking tech. I mean, techno, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I do feel like pie in the sky, she wins. Joe Biden calls her, says you're going to be the next president of the United States.
We did it, Kamala.
We did it, Kamala.
He's not going to remember it.
Someone's going to have to feed him
every line. Like, wins the election.
Yeah.
he's gonna say, she said what to me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, but if someone remembers to tell him to do it and they coach him through it, I think we could have a cute moment there.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Thank
Maybe you. Hunter.
Oh.
I love Hunter.
Honestly, okay, so we were talking a little bit earlier, though, about, you know, Obama is sort of this outlier still. Do we think he's going to endorse at the convention? Because that would be good. Must-see TV.
That would be good.
I think Full he speech. Will.
And Michelle.
Michelle did it.
Dead. I think as the first black president, he has to hand it off to her.
He stays mum until then, so people get mad and then he blows us away with his yes we can. Yes we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we come, Kamala.
He's wearing the coconut hat.
Yeah. Wow. No, yeah, he's dropped the merch.
He's from Hawaii. He's like, yeah, I fell out of a coconut tree.
Here we go, Bretta.
I think the fact that he hasn't fully endorsed her yet is just kind of, I think that they're trying to calculate how much she can just be chosen and how much they have to play this little pretend game at the convention where they act like there are other people who maybe are running and they all go, ooh, maybe. And then like,
now here's what I want to see from Kamala. I want to see her do some collabs with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I want to see some Veep stuff.
Oh, they have to do Veep stuff. Yes, they have to do Veep stuff.
Because they need to do Veep stuff.
Yeah, wow. Akilah just released one tier.
Yeah, I really did. We got that money shot.
If you watch Veep, and you that's exactly where Kamala got the thing, and...
And it that would be character so iconic. And Kamala have a lot of similarities, though I do think the Veep character is like, she's a terrible person.
Yeah. She's a terrible person.
I don't think that Kamala is a terrible person. No. But I do think like the laughter, the kind of like goofiness of them is very
But then also
similar.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, that's exactly. The laugh and the looking at Drew Barrymore.
Like, you could see Julia Louis-Dreyfus with Drew Barrymore like,
and then going off and she's just like, Mamala, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
She fires like three of her staff like, will you ever bring me on here again?
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, that's what I would want to see. That's a memeable thing of like, or Veep to Veep.
That is so true. I feel like the fact that she immediately went to branding, we are going to get the Veep collab. We have to get a Veep collab.
We will, I think, too, but I want to see it.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our kind of walk down Kamala meme lane. I hope to see more great memes from her.
Yeah.
I hope we can meme her right to the top.
Yeah, I really hope. I'm shitposting my way.
Shitposting your way.
It was funny to watch the timeline just be like, we're the K-Hive now. Yes. Like, it's happening. We don't have any time to do anything else. Yeah. We're like, fucking
let it go.
Doing
it. Let it go. Even if you said whatever, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, so how do you feel about Kamala? How do you feel about everything?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the election? What are your thoughts? As someone who did cover politics,
I
have to say, Akilah, you covered politics every day during one of the most traumatic... Because you were doing it...
2020, so we had the trifecta. We had Black Lives Matter, we had COVID, and we had Trump.
Yeah.
I was like, it's actually killing me.
Yeah.
My therapist is like, just quit. Do something else with your life. It's killing you.
Yeah.
I mean, so yesterday I will say... So yesterday was when the announcement came out.
On my birthday.
Yeah, on Millie's birthday. Happy birthday, Millie. Mm-hmm. Say it in the comments. Leave a review that says happy birthday.
Yeah.
I went through every stage of grief. Because my first feeling was... Black people know white people in this country, and there's a reason they're sticking with Biden.
Mm.
And I do think that there is the fear of, what's it, the Bradley effect, where it's like, there was this mayor who was running, he had all of these numbers, he was black, this was like the 70s, and then the returns came back and he got blown out because white people didn't want to, in polls, appear racist.
Mm.
So it's like, there are these fears that crop up for sure that are like, how much of this is real? Even if there is money flowing in, like, when there it's between them, their God, and, like, the ballot, are they really going to commit? Mm. And so, like, that's a real fear that I think I will carry, and I think every black person will carry going into Election Day. However, the fact that the party got information immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, here come the letters of, like, Joe Biden did a great thing. He's such a patriot. It's wonderful that he's stepping down. We can point to his... tenure as president as something positive that could be energizing instead of being like, well, who knows if the bridges are a good thing. Now they're saying like infrastructure is, you know, a Teddy Roosevelt level or Theodore, Roosevelt like level public program. It just seems like there's a lot, I think, that she can ride on. And I do also think that like, because this is so unprecedented to have a president this late in the game, just be like, I'm going to step down.
Yeah.
I think that it really has just sparked a momentum that feels, 2008, 2012.
Yeah, it feels like hopeful in a way that we haven't felt in a long time.
Yeah, I've been real dejected.
I know. It was nice to feel something positive again. I've said for a long time, I will never make a certain, I will never say with certainty what's going to happen right. in an election, because I did it once and it was very painful.
Yeah. Well, Elise famously in the Elise lore went to Hillary's
Javits Center
party.
Not, it was the I didn't leave my house for 2 weeks after that.
It was bad.
What happened? Explain to people what happened. So you went to what you thought was going to be Hillary's victory speech.
Which I'm sure is why you went as well. So I'm
like with thousands of people, huge space.
Yeah. Oh, and so glass I've got
ceiling,
on.
Glass in ceiling the space. In the space. So like very symbolic. We're all wearing purple.
And they're showing videos of her as a kid saying like
it's about to happen.
Like literally it was, everything was designed for this coronation. I'm wearing a fucking pantsuit.
Yeah,
I got buttons that say Presidenta. Oh, like I'm here, and then suddenly the returns start coming in, and now I'm like, I look so fucking stupid in all these goddamn buttons. No. I'm like, now I look like a dork.
Yeah,
before I looked so fucking cool.
Yeah,
and then everyone was running. My favorite description is that you said it was like going to a surprise party for your friend's birthday and finding out that they were dead.
And honestly, now you got this hat on, little festive hat, and you're like, ooh.
I mean, I don't know if you, like, I think I've talked to someone who else was there, but like, do you remember this detail? Mm-hmm. Was that this is obviously November in New York. It's cold outside. Mm-hmm. They had a stationary convention set to come in the morning. So they were like, this will be wrapped up early. Mm-hmm. We're all going to get the hell out of here. They turned off the heat after a certain point. Yes. I'm like, it's not even over. Are we in here shivering? Yeah. Like, well, it looks like the numbers aren't coming. I'm like, that's actually nuts.
Do you remember this detail? Katy Perry giving a speech beforehand where she was like, my parents voted for Trump, but it's fine.
Oh, my God. Katy.
Yes.
And within an hour, everyone's like, Katy, get that. Katy.
Yeah, where are you?
You should have talked to him, Katy.
Yeah, like, Katy.
They voted where? Pennsylvania? Katy. Katy.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why she has the life she has now. Yeah. That choppy single.
I know. It's like, is it a woman's world, Katy?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't want it to be, Katy. Could have done more.
Well, guys, let's fucking pray because shit's getting dark. Now, to switch gears, we have a cursed content.
I'm excited.
And cursed content is the segment of the show where we talk about or we share a piece of content that reminds us of the darkness of the world and how the world is cursed and there's some crazy things out there and we really forget that they exist sometimes, and sometimes we get on our coconut tree thing, and
we
whatever.
Try to be unburdened. Mm-hmm.
Try to be unburdened. So what we're gonna watch is
I'm scared.
An ad for this Instagram model. She has between 8 and 9 million followers on Instagram. Her name is Jada Weida. I don't know if you know her. She's this really hot black Instagram model. And she's releasing a line of bathing suits.
Okay.
So what we're going to watch is an ad of her bathing suit, like a commercial for the bathing suits, that went viral this past weekend.
Okay.
That's... So, guys, what did we just see?
Oh, my God. I mean, first of all, I guess she's not trying to sell any bathing suits. It's like she's not even wearing it.
Akilah, do you want to describe the plot of what we
do
just
Do I want
watched?
To or will I?
I'll give it over to the guest to describe the plot.
So, the cursed thing I just witnessed was a very in-depth BBL on a very cute girl as she... For some reason, is looking on the beach but doesn't see two children. And no one knows what she's searching for.
And she's making the looking motion a lot. Like, she's doing, like, the hand over the eyes. She's looking,
what was she looking for? Because not, like, the space where the towel already was, clear. Like, she's like, where's my towel right in front of me? And then she lays down, butt out, face down, ass up, takes off the bathing suit that we were supposed
to
be
bathing suit top.
Buying. Yeah, the top. And then two children are just looking at her ass. And then they spot the bathing suit top. They whisper to themselves. And then they wet it first and then throw it into the ocean. In which case, she just stands up, topless. We get another good full view of her ass, and then it's over.
She does walk into the sea. I guess presumably to get the bathing suit.
Yeah, but when she doesn't come back, it does seem a little dark.
So,
and she may be weighed down. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's important.
So people were clearly like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, thankfully they all saw what I saw.
So people were like, what the fuck is this? Why were there children? What's going on?
Yeah, why were children involved?
What is this? Why? And she, this is one of her comments. She says, I was on a private beach tanning. Kids being kids came up to me to be malicious. Once I noticed my bikini was, all caps, gone, and the beach was back empty, I embraced myself, my body, and became fearless on the private beach. Heart, like hand heart. You should never have to explain art. But this is the funniest thing. But for those of you with twisted, she meant to say twisted brains, but said twisted braids here. And then she put the smiley emoji. Wow. And she said, I shouldn't have to explain this because it's clearly art.
You shouldn't have to explain art. So it was a is she saying it was a recreation of something that actually took place?
No,
I think she's saying that it's a story. She's explaining it's art.
Yeah, she's saying it's art. Like, if people don't get it and they're upset, it's because they don't understand art. Because they have twisted braids. Which is funny because she
did describe what was, like, not even symbolic, but literal.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, wait, is she trying to say this actually happened to her? Because she's like,
it's not a depiction of anything.
She just described what was actually seen. And it's like, we got this. Everyone just thinks it's fucking weird.
Yeah, like the kids are still a bad touch.
She's like, you know what? Like, this is how I embraced my body. Is
walking
by
into
by not wearing the bathing suit. So it's an ad for the bathing suit, but it was by not wearing the bathing suit that she embraced her body.
Marketing has no.
Somebody commented and said, "Not butt naked with the kids."
That's
and
me.
She said,
"What if it was?" It's just Akilah.
And then she says, that's they mama fault, LMAO. I was minding my business. Then they came to bother me. She's still in the plot of that. Yeah. And then people were still disturbed. And she said, one, the kids in the videos were hers. One of them was her kid.
Oh,
and then the other thing was like,
apparently, she wears to the beach with her kids?
Well, and apparently.
Unrelatable content.
Apparently, they were nowhere near her when she was filming it, like, topless.
The story doesn't work.
No.
If she's searching and those are her kids, so now she's neglecting her kids and can't find them. And to get back at her, they throw her clothes into the ocean.
Well, if you keep scrolling, you'll see people were still pissed. So she posted the mood board up like that. This is what the concept was, guys. You don't get it. It was planned out.
No, everyone gets the concept. Yeah. We're saying that it's
fucking weird. No one's confused about your bad art.
And then later somebody said, okay, I get the storyline, but my opinion says...
My
opinion says you should have put a different model in the story, not yourself, because it comes off as a little weird because you're naked and your son is in the video. Just my opinion. I love you, though, heart. And she says, I am the brand. And the kids were nowhere on set after we filmed their scene, obviously. Why use someone else's kid when none of this is literal? And my son lives to be in front of the camera. It was only right to incorporate him.
But they run up to her while she's still
naked. That's,
with, like
it's nobody
I
else's
mean, you
butt.
Can't see her boobs or anything because she's laying down, but like... She does still have the thong on.
The full ass.
And they do run up to her and take the.
Yeah, a piece of clothing that
bikini,
was on her boobs.
So.
Guys, it's art.
I'm sorry. I'm just not understanding the art.
You're just not understanding the art.
Maybe
it's
we
not
see,
literal.
Can I see the mood board again?
Yeah, the mood board.
Actually, this explains a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it before the mood board.
It's so funny to be like, okay, guys, fine. I'll show you the mood board.
You guys don't get that this is me in the video.
Yeah.
And we talked about it before we
if
shot
people are
it.
Just being like, yeah, no, we get it. It's because you're naked with your son.
Yeah.
No. Guys, I'm the brand.
But the mood board.
The mood board.
You know.
So that's cursed content.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Jada Weta.
Yeah.
Jada Weta. And it's not, I
not,
mean, it could
not
be...
a Mensa influencer, but an Instagram model.
I do think the bathing suit's kind of cute. It's not, I like need a little more full coverage on my personal bathing suits, but I think if you wanted to wear like a really tiny white bathing suit, I like
the it little, has charms the on little it charms. Too.
I think actually, the top is actually, cute.
The top does have full coverage. Yeah. It's just the ass that does not. But yeah. But also, I just feel like when you have an ass that big, everything looks like that. Like
yeah, intentionally. Yeah.
Intentionally. Well, so you won't God be bless. Buying. God bless.
I don't think I'll be buying.
Yeah, great. No. I don't wear a thong bikini. Yeah. I don't like having a wedgie.
If they sold the top separately, the I would maybe wear it with a different bottom.
Yeah, good
point. I'm not above, like, ass out, especially if I know I'm going to be getting sun. I want some good even tans. I wore a really skimpy bathing suit when I went to the cruise, the adults only cruise, and
see, because there wasn't a bunch of kids.
But
coming,
that's right? The thing.
There wasn't a bunch of even kids. The cruise was
Millie looking for kids on the cruise.
Yeah, who's gonna steal mine?
Well, I was like, everyone on the cruise is so nice. Everyone's so nice. All these people were so interested in me and trying to buy me drinks. Later, I realized they were swingers.
Yeah, and exactly. They wanted like, come sit by me and my wife.
And they're like, my husband likes your tattoos, and I'm like, that's so nice of your husband. So. I'm not a Mensa person either.
And now, you weren't existing in that context.
I mean, I've been unburdened by what has come before. I saw a pineapple and I said, I don't know this.
Yeah.
I don't know this upside down pineapple. Yeah. Grasshole.
Grasshole of the week.
Let's talk about grasshole as we wrap up this lovely episode with Akilah. Grasshole are the people. Grasshole of the week is the segment where we pick people who need to log off the most. Mm. And this week, the grasshole goes to people who defend raw milk.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Disgusting. Finally, so we're speaking on it.
We're speaking on it, but it gets even more sinister, guys. Guys, you don't
this
even...
This mucus just straight up goop.
Yes. So for people who don't know,
there's bacteria in the goop.
Yeah. It's bacteria-filled goop. It comes out hot. Like, so, you can't get rid of that without... Ugh.
So for the uninitiated and probably... healthy. Interest in raw milk is growing in popularity. In fact, Delaware, Iowa, Louisiana recently passed or took steps to pass legislation to legalize commercial sale of raw milk. The move comes at an interesting time as federal officials warn of high levels of bird flu virus in raw milk. Weeks of refrigeration. The effort to loosen the reins on raw milk sales also goes against gold standard public health guidance to pasteurize milk to prevent foodborne illness, a practice that took hold in the 1800s and is credited with lowering potentially dangerous diseases, including tuberculosis.
Oh my God. Cool.
So the quote is, raw dairy evangelists repeat the claims that due to the lack of pasteurization and homogenization, it contains more nutrients, intact enzymes, probiotics, and that even people with lactose intolerance can tolerate raw milk. Emily Van Eck, MSRD, registered dietitian, whatever, said this. She said, these claims go directly against well-established science and norms in the food industry. So some people think that raw milk has healthy bacteria and extra nutrients, but there's no research to support this. In reality, raw milk and pasteurized milk have the same health benefits, but drinking raw milk is much more likely to carry dangerous bacteria. When it comes to drinking raw milk, the risk outweighs any possible reward. A recent New York Times article found salmonella sickened 171 people, the biggest outbreak from raw milk in years. Cool. Experts say the number of people affected in the outbreak linked to raw farm milk could be higher. Ew. So naturally, people have been arguing about it online. And Twitter user Giggly tweeted this last week. Okay, I'm saying it. Cancel me. Purchasing and drinking raw milk is genuinely stupid. There are no scientifically proven health benefits. You're paying more money for something that puts you at higher risk for dangerous bacteria. I do not respect your opinion. So already, coming in hot against raw milk.
They said, you're stupid, you're ugly.
Yeah,
your milk sucks.
Don't ever say
you're
that
full
N-word
of bacteria.
Again.
Yeah, you're gross, you're sticky.
So it'd be easy to make the grassholes people who are saying, no, raw milk is good. Mm-hmm. But this week's grasshole, and this is another lesson for everybody, this week's grasshole goes to a specific group of people. So we'll go to the first thing. So what do you put in your cereal to make it wetter? And Giggly replies, pasteurized milk. And then what somebody else says, just your average Harvard grad refusing to drink milk while sitting in a room surrounded by stuffed animals. P.S. Your arms need some milk, clown emoji. What?
Your arms need some milk.
Then
I'm printing that out and putting that on my
wall. Your arms need some milk.
Then we have response from Hetty-ish saying, I'm sure you eat something almost daily that's made with milk. And then Giggly says, yes, I do. I'm referring to raw milk, which means it's unpasteurized. And then somebody else commented, the fuck else I'm going to put in my cereal?
No,
and then she says, pasteurized milk. So this is what she ends up saying. Y'all thought that everyone harassing me over my raw milk criticisms were just raw milk enjoyers, but there's actually a coalition of something more sinister.
Uh-oh.
People who like milk and thought I was against dairy products in general because they didn't know what the word pasteurization meant. I just pissed off all the stupidest milk drinkers. This is a horrible group of people to argue with.
Yeah.
Then she says, you are not stupid if you didn't know the definitions of raw milk or pasteurization. You are stupid if you angrily argued about them without knowing what they were.
Yes. Because that's the thing is I'm like, in a world where I get in this argument, and the second time she says pasteurized milk,
yeah.
I'm Googling pasteurized milk. And like, I'm...
But my cereal. But now, what about that cereal? So dry.
Well, somebody tweets, many of us grown up on raw milk... healthy, and without dying from, quote, dangerous bacteria. All you had to do was boil it. Then again, I'm not surprised by Harvard grad. And she responds, if you boil it, then it's not raw anymore.
Yeah, it's a literal.
If you heat it to a required temperature for the right amount of time, you are literally pasteurizing your milk yourself. So again,
dumb. Stupid.
People are still arguing. Somebody else commented, I mean, I still like milk. I feel like everyone ends up consuming slash doing something that isn't healthy for them, but I get where you're coming from. And she comments, this is about unpasteurized milk. Somebody else comments, I hear what you're saying, but I ain't giving up the chocolate milk. And then she says, you can drink pasteurized chocolate milk. Do you know what raw milk is?
People
and then
stupid.
Somebody else says, I just like cereal. And she goes, raw milk equals unpasteurized. And then finally someone says, so you don't like cereal, smoothies, or milkshakes, I'm assuming? Or are you drinking about only drink? Are you speaking about only drinking milk by itself?
I'm crying. It's so crazy. The fact that like she has to keep being like,
being specific.
I'm talking about pasteurized milk. You can, what you're putting in your cereal is pasteurized milk.
And they're like, you hate it though. She's like, absolutely not.
Oh, so you never had ice cream? No.
I like it. I said I like it. They're like, no, you said.
You've never had a smoothie?
Have you ever had a chocolate though? Ma'am.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in another episode, in the Vinny episode, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about how, you know, grasshole behavior, maybe the first thing you say isn't grassholish.
Yeah.
But then you double down and continue that becomes respond. Grassholish. This is like maybe you don't know what something is, and that's fine. But if you keep continuing to not know while you're on the computer and you can pause and look up pasteurized versus raw milk and what the actual like distinction is.
Yeah.
And you continue to argue, then you need to
go touch grass.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
And I feel like there's another element to it as well, which is commenting something that's already been addressed in the comments where it's like, just go before you say your thing, go look
at the comments.
If this has been addressed and kind of there's another conversation happening here before you go, well, I'm not gonna stop drinking chocolate milk.
Yeah.
What about chocolate?
Yeah, have you had strawberry though? You don't even know the flavors it could be. It's so many flavors.
That reminds me of the viral fucking post from Instagram that got 10 million views that I was in where I talked about how conspicuous consumption is the reason why everyone has iPhones because Androids are the better phone and it has been proven, whatever, right? So already controversial. People are hating me.
Yeah.
Then I said that Karl Marx said conspicuous consumption. Later, somebody said Karl Marx didn't say it. It was a different sociological theorist. I confused them. It was Veblen. fine. I made a I addressed it in the comments. I made a fucking post about it. We've talked about it. Whatever. That was a year ago. Every week, some assholes like Karl Marx didn't say it. That was Vablin. That was Vablin. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, did I address- you learn that from me when I posted about it? Yeah,
did you learn that from the comments of this?
Like, honestly.
And people like a year, I'm like, wow, you're coming into something that's a year old and you're not even looking, doing a cursory
glance
browse.
At the comments.
So it's like, glance the comments, Google what you're saying before you argue about it.
And most importantly,
go touch grass. Guys. What a great episode.
An incredible episode. Yeah. A perfect episode.
Perfect episode with a perfect guest. Yeah. Akilah, where can people find you online?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm on Twitter. I probably should touch grass more. But I'd be on there. Yeah. I'm at Akilah, obviously. I'm also on Instagram at Akilah H. But really, go listen to the Rebel Spirit trailer.
Yes.
And subscribe. Leave a review already that's like, can't wait.
Heard her on Go Touch Grass. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Love the crossover. Yeah.
And then also leave a review for our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
already in the app, you know what I mean? Pop
on over.
Guys, you can find me at Pandalise on Instagram until someone at Meta lets me change it.
Elise Navidad
on everything else. And this podcast at Go Touch Grass Pod on everything.
And you can find me at Millie_Tamaris on Instagram and TikTok and at Millie Tamaris on Twitter. I should get off. I'm not.
Yeah.
Serotonin is not enough, guys.
Not anymore.
And
until next time,
Go touch grass!
That was a HeadGum podcast.